Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, let's go. Let's plate this dish on a Monday, October 24th, into Tuesday, October 25th. Another installment of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Lions football is over 500. Feeling good. Winners of three in a row. We welcome you in. And thanks for listening. Matt Derry with you on audioboom.com and on iTunes. Please subscribe. Please leave a write-up if you want on iTunes. A review if you like the podcast. We appreciate that. Locked On Lions today is brought to you by our good friends Jason Stratt at Remax Suburban. Give him a call. Best realtor in the business. 586-634-2612. And a new subscriber to the podcast, my main man, Brandon Shea, and the folks at CJ Pub in Shelby Township. Yes, CJ Mahoney's now has a little brother or little sister. It's CJ Pub on Mound Road, just north of M59 in Shelby Township. The food, the service, it's awesome. Best sports bar in Shelby Township, CJ Pub. All right, we talk best right now. You could make this crazy argument. And yes, we're 7 weeks into the NFL season. And you could make this crazy argument today that the best quarterback in football, the best quarterback in the NFC, the NFL, whatever you want to say, resides right here in Detroit in Matthew Stafford after yesterday's come-from-behind 20-17 win over the Washington Redskins. It sounds like Donald Trump. I'm sniffing. Matthew Stafford is getting national recognition for what he has done so far this season. Only Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, and Tom Brady have better passer ratings than Matthew Stafford. And again yesterday, leading the team on a drive 75 yards down the field with a minute to go to win the football game against the Redskins has now put Stafford in some pretty elite company. All right? Another come-from-behind win. His numbers through 100 games are the best in NFL history in terms of statistics. But the bottom line is the Lions are winning football games, and he's winning you over. I think for you, the Lions fan, driving in your car, or whether you're heading home tonight here on Monday or heading to work on Tuesday morning, you're thinking to yourself as you watched last night's abomination of a Sunday night football game with Seattle and Arizona tying at six, I think you're saying to yourself, and I'll say it, Matt Stafford might lead this team to the playoffs. He might just do that because what's around him isn't very good. The defense isn't very good. Yet, for some odd reason, this guy is on some sort of mission, and that mission right now is winning football games. I don't think anybody figured this team would go 3-0 on the homestand against all three winning teams at the time, Philadelphia, the Rams, and the Redskins. And yet here's Stafford right now just playing such consistent and winning football that it's getting national recognition, and it's nice for him, and it's good for him. And you know what? Detroit needs this sports story right now. Like, no offense to the Pistons and the Red Wings who are starting up their winter seasons, but I'm not sensing a lot of buzz around town about Red Wing hockey, and they've won four in a row, and they're playing pretty well, and I'll be down at the Joe tomorrow, okay? Pistons are starting up. I'm optimistic this team can win a round in the playoffs. But to tell you there's a buzz around town that people can't wait for Pistons basketball to get started, not so sure. All right, there's more of a buzz on whether they're going to move downtown or not. The Tigers look like they're headed toward a fire sale, or at least trading some of their high-priced parts because they just have not been able to accomplish what most of the fans, all the fans, and their ownership want, which is that elusive World Series ring with a very high payroll and with some empty seats in September and no playoff gates Yes, I know Kevin Malik is out there, one of my former 105.1 listeners and a listener here on Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. There goes Derry again with his playoff gates bit. Well, you don't get playoff gates, you don't make money around baseball, especially when you have a payroll around $200 million. All right? I don't think anybody's sitting here right now going, oh, man, I love me some Miggy and JV right now. The guy that's sort of saving the bacon besides Jim Harbaugh in Ann Arbor, and, you know, a good majority of you are MSU people. The guy that's sort of saving this football season for you is Stafford. And let's look around the NFL right now at some of the storylines and some of the fantastic entertainment that you're getting out of the NFL. I feel like Mike Valeni from The Ticket right now. I should hit the dial tone. The NFL's been terrible. It's been a bad watch. It's been a lousy product. And yet, Stafford's in the MVP discussion. Yes, Zeke Elliott is helping to lead the Dallas Cowboys to, you know, new heights as a running back that, as a rookie, is leading the NFL in rushing and is having a fantastic season. David Johnson of the Arizona Cardinals is just tearing it up for them, both out of the backfield catching passes and running the football. All right, David Johnson's been a beast for Arizona. But again, Arizona is 3-3-1. They're a little bit disappointing. Dallas, yes, 5-1. Will Zeke Elliott keep this up? I don't know. But here's Stafford at the quarterback position in the discussion for most valuable player. It's incredible. And it's not something that I think many of you are used to hearing about, seeing, discussing, but it's the case. Agree or disagree with me? Any comments are always welcome on our Twitter feed, my Twitter feed, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and also the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook as well. I would love to read some of your comments, and I will before this podcast is over. But bottom line is, he is here on a Monday, and Jim Caldwell spoke today, and there was nothing, you know, major. Darius Slay injury, check the report, blah, 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 blah. But bottom line is, the Lions have Matthew Stafford, and that might be good enough to not only get them in the playoffs, but should I even dare say win the division? After one loss yesterday to the Eagles, Minnesota all of a sudden now is thinking, are we going to really get five-game win streaks nonstop from Sam Bradford? Green Bay without Eddie Lacy, and I know they won this week, knocking off the Bears, but, you know, I'm not calling for any of this. I'm not going to sit here today and tell you, oh, the Lions and Stafford will win the North. Probably not. All right, Minnesota's defense is so good, and they're so well coached under Mike Zimmer, and the Lions have to play them twice. I get that. But I think if you're a Lions fan, you're thinking playoffs, and you're thinking you can get there because you have the gunslinger, you have the guy under center that right now just doesn't want to be denied. Just does not want to be denied and can't be denied. And that final drive yesterday, and I didn't really touch on it yesterday on the podcast, some of those throws were just fantastic. You know, the throw over the middle, Andre Roberts, where he had to kind of throw it up high to get it over the outstretched arms of the D lineman. The throw to Bolden with so much confidence. It's nice to see. And yes, this is a team with a point differential at zero. Yes, this is a team that is 0-2 in the division. Yes, this is a team whose defense constantly is letting them down. And even yesterday when they were playing so well and held a number four offense in the league, Washington, in check for most of the day, but in the fourth quarter, couldn't get off the field. All right, good news was Kirk Cousins scored so quickly, the Lions had time to score. Right? But with that being said, Stafford is really playing some tremendous football. Some fantastic football. All right, I promised I'd tell you about Brandon Shea and the folks at CJ Pub in Shelby Township. Thank you to Brandon and Brian Taylor and the crew at CJ Pub for joining us here on the Locked On Lions podcast. If you haven't been to CJ Mahoney's in Rochester Hills, it's awesome. All right? Right there on Rochester Road, just north of M59. It's just a tremendous, tremendous sports bar. Well, now Brandon and Brian and his crew have opened up CJ Pub in Shelby Township. Right there, 45537 Mound Road, just north of M59 on Mound Road. Monday night specials, how about tonight? You want to head out and watch the Monday night football game? From 5 p.m. to close, which is 2 a.m., $6 domestic pitchers and 50-cent wings. And the menu is just as good as the menu at CJ Mahoney's. That hot Italian sandwich is off the charts. You can get it at CJ Pub. Tomorrow, $3.99 burger and beer from 5 to close is their Tuesday special. Great drink specials, great service, TVs everywhere, awesome food. And that's one thing that Brandon Shea and the folks at CJ Mahoney's and now at CJ Pub do for you is that they feed you well, they treat you well, you got all the games on, and it's just a comfortable, clean atmosphere that you want. Happy hour at CJ Pub each and every day, Monday through Friday, and it goes till 7. Now, a lot of you get off work, pick up your wife or your girlfriend, and you're like, oh, I missed happy hour. Not at CJ Pub. It goes until 7, 3 to 7. Late night happy hour as well, Sunday through Thursday, 10 to 2, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., half off appetizers at CJ Pub, located right there in on Mound Road in Shelby Township. Love what Brandon and his crew do. All right, they really are great. They'll take great care of you, and you will love CJ Pub. If you love CJ Mahoney's, you will love CJ Pub as well. It's located right there in the Shelby Commons Shopping Center in Shelby Township. Check it out, CJ Pub. All right, so we've been giving Matthew Stafford just the lathering treatment, and I think we should. He has played such tremendous football, but we've got to give some love to the offensive line. And it's one thing, and I'm hoping to grab a guest for tomorrow. Rob Rubick may join us this week. We will go, of course, live to Houston this week and get an update on the Texans as well. Texans play tonight. That's a big break for the Lions. Big break for the Lions. Texans play on the road tonight in Denver, and they've got to travel back to Houston after the game. So the Lions will face Houston on a short week or off a short week coming up next Sunday at 1 o'clock in Houston. Texans currently are atop the AFC South at 4-2, but they're not that good of a football team. Not at all. I watched Houston a couple of weeks ago against Indianapolis, and Brock Osweiler has been a dumpster fire so far. They've not scored a lot of points at all. They've actually given up more points than they've scored. They're a minus 19. The Lions have put up 170 points through 7 games. Houston through 6 games, just 108 points. So that's a very winnable game for the Lions coming up on Sunday. But a key for Stafford and what the offense has done has been the play of the offensive line. And I got to give some love to Bob Quinn, the maestro, the Lions general manager, and what he did in the first round of the draft, of course, taking Taylor Decker. Taylor Decker's playing very, very well. And if you believe anything that Pro Football Focus says, where they really watch the film and they grade out players, every individual player, Taylor Decker, the first-year left tackle, has been so good that in the 4 games since he struggled in Week 3 against Green Bay, Decker has allowed, according to Pro Football Focus, just 4 pressures. All right, he was the offense's top-rated player each of the last 2 weeks, even higher rated than Stafford, including against Washington yesterday. You put a rookie at left tackle, and now next to him is a rookie at left guard in Graham Glasgow. But for the most part yesterday, and I know he was sacked 3 times, when the Lions needed Matthew Stafford to make plays for them, he was upright. So I got to give some love to Decker and Bob Quinn for drafting him. I think so far people were worried about, and yes, I'm about to use a Rod Marinelli term, people were worried about pad level. Is Taylor Decker too tall to play in the NFL? Too big of a guy? Will rush ends just run underneath him, swim move him, and rush underneath him and get around him? And look, Decker's going to have his moments. He's a rookie left tackle. But you can't tell me you're not surprised at how well the Lions' offensive line has played so far. And no one's saying they're road graders where the Lions are going to rush for 200 yards a day total. But they've kept Stafford upright, knock on wood, and have been one of the reasons why the Lions have had some success lately. Is that that group with Decker and Graham Glasgow replacing Lakin Tomlinson at left guard, which I think has been a good move by Jim Caldwell. And Caldwell said today that that's his decision and he'll roll with it. Travis Swanson at center has been improved. Larry Warford at right guard has played well. And I know Riley Reiff yesterday was mad at himself and chucked his helmet after allowing a sack in the game against Washington, going up against Ryan Kerrigan, who abused him on a play in the second quarter. But you know what? Riley Reiff is better at right tackle than left tackle. I used to be very, very harsh on Riley Reiff when I was doing the radio show at 105. Very, very harsh. And I think he's stepped in at right tackle and done a nice job. So I give Quinn and the coaching staff credit, too, for putting him in that position. Now, again, all of this could go to heck or hell Sunday, and the Lions could go into Houston, and the Texans could badly outplay them, and it would be a, you know, an SOL type of situation. And, oh, you know, we were getting so, you know, buttery about the Lions, and then typical Lions, they go into Houston and lose. But I don't see it. I just don't see it. I see the Lions continuing to play pretty good football right now. All of these teams are all the same. You know, I sound like a broken record here, but they are. I mean, Pittsburgh has lost two in a row. They're a first-place team in the AFC North at 4-3. And I saw Colin Cowherd today say, time to the blooms off the rose for Mike Tomlin. New England 6-1, you know how good they're going to be. When anytime you got Brady and Belichick and Gronkowski, you know, but the rest of it, you know, I talk about the NFC a lot being mediocre. Look at the AFC. Other than New England, Buffalo, Miami, the Jets, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, below 500. The Browns, so we know they're toilet water at 0-7. Houston, 4-2, whatever. DeAndre Hopkins scares me. That's about it. J.J. Watt, but he's hurt. Indy, Tennessee, Jacksonville. Raiders are playing good football. Give them credit, 5-2. Chiefs are solid. Denver, we'll see how they do tonight. San Diego. And in the NFC, the class of the NFC right now certainly is Dallas at 5-1 and Minnesota at 5-1. But we saw Minnesota's offense yesterday look terrible against Philadelphia. The rest is wide flipping open. And if that Lions offensive line can continue to play well, and if any of these guys can get healthy on the defense, and again, if Darius Slay with the ankle sprain is out against DeAndre Hopkins Sunday, it could be a long day for the Lions. But you know what? Some guys are starting to step up and play a little bit better. They are. And that's going to go a long way. I'm terrified anytime Kyle Van Noy's on the field. I'll admit that. But it's almost like Stafford just doesn't want to be denied with the way he is playing. We'll get to some tweets in a second at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. I want to tell you first, though, about my man Jason Stratt. 21 years as a realtor with RE/MAX Suburban, servicing areas from Grosse Pointe to St. Clair County to Brighton. Average days on the market for a listing with Jason Stratt is less than 21 days. Why should you trust this certain realtor at this certain company? It's simple. I used him. All right, when my wife and I bought our house years ago, we used Jason Stratt as our realtor, and it was great. He introduced us to the folks at Mortgage One. He hooked us up with our inspector. He was cool to talk to. We talked some sports. He's got a great family. His wife, Carrie, the girls, they're awesome. And that's the kind of guy you want to deal with when you call him at 586-634-2612. Looking to sell your home, you're thinking, oh, yeah, yeah, the kids are already in school. I'm never going to sell my home right now. It's getting cold. Why not? Call Jason. He'll sell it for you. 586-634-2612. 90% of his clients are referral-based. What does that mean? That means people like him. People like dealing with Jason. I like dealing with Jason. You're not sure you're going to sell your house, maybe you want to buy a home, you get a free review of your home and its value in today's market just by calling Jason Stratt at RE/MAX Suburban. He'll take care of you. 586-634-2612. Tell him you heard it on Locked On Lions on the podcast that Matt Derry sent you. And Jason's awesome. He really is. He'll do great work for you. Continue to just, you know, answer his phone, and that's what you're looking for when we're talking about realtors and Jason Stratt at RE/MAX Suburban. Check him out. You got to check him out. All right, a couple of tweets coming in at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. A Heart of a Lions fan writes in and says, about time everyone started to catch up to what I've been saying for years, Matt Stafford, MVP. My buddy Brad Harrison, who used to work for the Lions, tweeted to me yesterday about Kyle Van Noy, and he said, he has earned a new nickname in our house of Kyle Annoy. Ay, ay, ay. He's bad. And look, the Lions have so many linebacker issues in terms of injuries. There's something you could do. I mean, I guess you could cut him and sign somebody. Who are you going to get off the street on October 24th? Nelly Dogs writes in on Twitter at Derry Speaks. No interceptions help. Stafford is playing like a true crafty veteran right now, finding ways to win. Very un-Lions-like. yeah, I guess you could say that. It is sort of un-Lions-like. He's been amazing. And again, your tweets are welcome at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Thanks to Nick Keck, Keck to Nick, who asked what time today's Locked On Lions is uploading. Well, we'll get it up and running, Nick, for you so you can listen. But again, you can listen on Audio Boom. We've got audioboom.com, iTunes. Appreciate that. Got to plug my buddy Dan Feldman with Locked On Pistons. There is a Locked On Pistons podcast with the team opening up this week in Toronto. You want Pistons news, you get it on Locked On, on the Locked On podcast network, Locked On Pistons with Dan Feldman. Check that out as well. All right, that'll do it. Another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On podcast network. More tomorrow for you. as the Lions sit at 4-3, talking playoffs, talking MVP. What world are we in? What planet are we on? Crazy, right? We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.